when it comes to learning, the Yetzer Hara is different. And what you need to do when you're learning, it's very helpful in your learning. Writing is helpful, even if you write notes and later you throw them away. Just writing notes makes a person focus. And that itself is worthwhile. Having notes is worthwhile if you look things up. A big nechama to me is Marsha in Erevin. The Gemara there says, Ashrei Misha Balakan de Talmudei Biyadai. Ashrei Misha Balakan means upstairs. Ashrei Misha Balakan de Talmudei Biyadai. The Marsha says it means, what's the Lashon? Talmudei Biyadai is learning it in his hand. The Marsha says it means that when you go upstairs to the Bechina, Lachamei Vesrim, you're allowed to take your notes along. So Ashrei Misha Balakan de Talmudei Biyadai, the person takes his notes along with him. So I don't know, I have to get a moving truck to get my notes upstairs, but it's something worthwhile. Now, when we learn, there are certain klolim, whatever mesechta you learn, there are klolim that come up again and again. In most mesechtas, the klolim span mesechtas. We talk about chazakas, we talk about migul. It spans mesechtas. What's different about Yevamis is that roiv of the klolim that we have are unique to this mesechta. You only have it in other mesechtas derech agav when Yevamis comes in. They're not such cloliastic rules, and most of the things that we talk about you hear for the first time. What I've done in my own notes for myself, and this has nothing to do with whether I'm teaching or I'm learning, for myself, is there's certain clolim I see are going to come up again and again. I have a piece of paper with the cloud, and during the year, every time it comes up, I mark down the shaychis, came up on daf beis, come up on daf vav, come up on Daf Yud, and I put together the different places where it comes up. Besides that, you get to understand the Shitas HaRishayim. I think we already have established Hutra and Hutcha. The Rashi seems to flow with Hutra throughout the Masechta, and Taisis seems to flow with Hutcha. I don't have a Maramokim that says that Rashi always does it or that Taisis always does it. Just since it comes up here and it comes up there and it comes up a third time, it seems that it always seems to flow well, that's the rule. What I have here is a piece of paper I'd like you to save. And these rules, I tried to write down the basic rules. Most of them, except for one, we touched on already. And when it comes up, to put together the different places where it comes up. But just to run through it very quickly, just to make a round number, look to have five and five. Five topics that have to do with Yibum, and five that have to do with Chalitza. Okay, the first topic is whether the mitzvah is bikinyan or bebiya. Now we've discussed that numerous times. Whether the mitzvah of Yibum is to be kind of the Yavama or to just be ba'alha. I mentioned to you that the pasuk mentions both. Uba'aleha ulakach alay leisha. The first time we discussed it was Taisus daf beis amid aleph. You'll pardon my beises, they're not so legible. But there's Taisus beis amid aleph, doi bar masla achais yishtai by nida. We talked about it, that Yibum by Anida. Rav Shimon asked the Shuvia Mitzvah Baba Averas. He said, no, the Mitzvah is the Kinyan, the Averas is the Bia, two different things. I mean, I'm not in Taisus that the Mitzvah is the Kinyan. Taisus Lashon, I think, was mentioned that way also. So we'll have to see throughout the Masechta if we'll be able to develop somebody's Shita differently. Then the second thing is, Ha'im Havah Hemshech Nesun Rishayim. Well, the Yibum is the Hemshech of the first marriage. And this is something, even if you look in the Farshi Achumish, the Farshi Achumish that talk in Lamdisha ways, they talk about this. Whether Yibum is a Hemshech of the original Nesu'im, and if the Yavama is called Davisha Be'erava, I mentioned two Nafkaminas, I think from the Neid of Yehuda, if it's Yehara Valyavar, right? If it's a Hemshech of the first marriage, so when you have a Yavama Lashuk, a Yavama who needs Yibum, she's an Erva. So if somebody being Baal Ha would be Har Val Yavar. Well, then you need Edis. If you need two Edis, like Edis of a Davisha Be'erva, a woman claims that we know she's a Yavama, and she claims she already had Chalitza. Can we trust her? But do you need two witnesses? So that's an Afkamin if it's a Davisha Be'erva. The third thing here on the sheet, which could have been in this next category as well, also we discussed numerous times of a Yavamish and Nisus Lashuk, if she needs a get before she could do well for Yivam, she certainly needs a get. So in Yechalitza, Shitas HaLavush, I mentioned to you the name the Lavush. The Lavush is the one who says you need a get before you can do Chalitza. And basically everyone else is busy explaining why the Lavush is wrong, which is what all the Torah is about. But again, it's something that repeats itself, it comes up again and again. The third thing is what we just discussed, Shlichus L'Yibam. That there's a Gemara Ksubas Ayindal that says there's no Shlichus for Yibam. Why doesn't it help? So in Shir, I mentioned Rabbi Chanan first, Chassam Seifa second, but the Sheet, Chassam Seifa was much before Rabbi Chanan. So Chassam Seifa, which the Gris Meisha I mentioned yesterday, brings. What? Shlichus L'Chalitza, right. I wrote Shlichus L'Yibam. That's a mistake. It's really Shlichus Chalitza. Okay? So you can correct it on your sheet. Again, it really is a klal chalitza. So I wrote Shlichus L'Yibam. Obviously, to do a Maase Yibam, there's obviously no Shlichus. Okay? The fifth thing is Eshesach, B'shut Rei Hutcha. Nafgemina we had on Daf Beis for Rabbi Kivega's famous Kasha. We spoke that out in the big Taisus on Beis Amid Aleph the first time. And the Taisus, was it Dibra Maskel? We spoke that. We're constantly saying it's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus, and I think it's going to stim already throughout the Masechta. If we'll have one Rashi differently, it's not going to change our opinion that seems to be a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. So those are five topics, and then five more: Yunim Mitzvah Chalitza, Kavana B'Chalitza, Nachachem Tzvi Simin Aleph, who deals with whether it's a Kavana for a Mitzvah or a Kavana for a Kinyan. Which Kavana you need. Yeah, we're going to discuss that plenty of times still to come. Whether chalitza is a mitzvah or a matir. Whether it counts as a mitzvah, it's just a matir. If you have a woman that doesn't want to remarry, whether... So I mentioned when we learned it that a number of achrayim neman that it's only a matir. The netziv brought, we thought was three rayas beruris, that it's a mitzvah. So I think the Sosefa said it's only a matir. So that's that nafkamina. This comes up the most lamaisa, an old lady who falls to Yibam. She says, I'm getting married anyway, I don't want chalitza. So if it's a mitzvah, she should do it anyhow. If it's a matir, she doesn't have to do it. Now the third one there, Edis L'Kiyume, I don't know if we discussed, maybe we discussed briefly. We will discuss whether chalitza needs Edis L'Kiyume, whether you all know that Kedushin needs Edis. If you mekadosh a woman without aid, then it's garnished. Edis l'kiyume, I should have put there in parentheses, it's Reb Chaim's clair in the Grach al Rambam, Perek Dalet of Hilchas Yibam. He clairs whether chalitza needs edis l'kiyume on that, whether it needs a bezdin, we're going to talk about. The fourth thing is kol she'en el yibam ein el chalitza. The first Rashba in the Masechta, Rashba Daf Beis, said we don't say it when it's a tam study. Tosfos Daf Yud appears to argue. Tosfos Daf Yud asked the Rashba's kasha and didn't say the same teretz. The last thing to round it out is Shlichus HaTa'achim Ka'avid, Lady Behuda, who holds Mamish Shlichus and the Kilas Yaakov Simi Yudalid, who says not that way. So these are 10 topics. It's just to give a little more clarity. We learn a lot of Mefarshim. Every day we learn a handful of Mefarshim. Not everything becomes a focus. The things that are the klalim are the things that you should focus on in general when you learn. And Bezus Hashem, there'll come a time where you'll go out to work and you'll have family obligations, you'll have just a couple hours a day to learn. Always focus on the klalim of whatever mesechta you're learning. Always focus on the klalim. Even though in your yeshiva years you were taught to learn, to understand every havamina and every nuance of Rashi and Taisvis, it's emes, there's something in every nuance of the Gemara. But you look in the Rishonim, you'll see the Rishonim focus mostly on the Klolei HaGemara. Not so much on the Havamina. You take out a Ritva, you'll see the Ritva is sometimes B'derech HaPilta. But he'll focus on what are the Klolim. The Rashba on Daf Mem Aleph, I spoke out a few days, a very long Rashba, not usual. He talks about Hutra, as he's talking about. Even the Reb Chaim, it's funny, today they call it the Briska Derech, to kvetch on every part of the Gemara. But it's not Reb Chaim's derech. you look in the Grach, Reb Chaim doesn't shtel. The Grach al Rambam is what Reb Chaim wrote. There's no, not a single Reb Chaim that shtels on a Havamin of a Sugya. Not one in the whole Sefer. He always shtels on the Klolim of the Sugya. If the Havamin is a Raya to the Klal he wants to buy, you'll see. But you have the whole Grach al Rambam is a skinny Sefer. And in Yeshiva, you're always learning from the Grach al Rambam. Why? Because the klolim there. There are klolim that apply all over the place. So Mimela comes up again and again. You can build from it. So I'm not saying Chas v'Shalom there's not Torah to buy and have aminas. It is. But when you're going to have limited time to learn, you have to learn to flush out the klolim of the Masechta you're learning and to know them, to understand them. It's just a more efficient way of using your time and using your head, using your seichel, using your brains, is to try to spend the most time focusing on the klolim of a sugya. That doesn't mean you shouldn't understand the Havamin or you shouldn't understand the Taisus. There's a tremendous difference between those that are klolim and those that are not klolim. And I hope this sheet will help you a little bit, not only in these rules that I have here on the sheet, but just to give you a derech in focusing on those things that are klolim that come up again and again. If I'm going to learn something on Daf Yud Beis, and I'm going to see if Mefarish is going to talk about something that connects to one of these 10, I'm going to speak it out in Shir. Not just because I want to speak it out, because that's what I would focus on. If I could focus on something that I'm familiar with, that's what I want to build on. So that's the purpose here in this in the sheet here. We have a few minutes. I want to learn the small piece of Gemara that we have left, round out the sugya. I hope you will take the time to do Chazara. Chazara shouldn't be a time of Batala. A Sunday to Chazar, we'll see how the Chazara goes, but put in the time. Let's learn this last piece of Gemara. Itmar, right here, halfway down Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Habali Yavama. Uba. Okay, one brother is Baal the Yavama, and one brother is Baal the Tzara. Obviously, whoever did it first, he's being Baal the Yavama. The one who did it second, if he had been 24 hours earlier, he would have been the Baal the Yavama. Both of them fell to Yivam, to both brothers. One went and was Baal one, the other was Baal the other. The first one did a mitzvah, the second one did an avera. Pligi baravacha ravina, chad omer bekaris, chad omer ba'asei. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Rashi is gairis chad omer ba'asei. Taisus is gairis chad omer belav. Agir says chad omer ba'asei. Mandama bekaris, kirish lakish. Mandama ba'asei, kirib yechanan. So here we have by Yibum also the same idea that we had the machlokes Rish Lakish and Rib Yechanan, that the other brothers, Rish Lakish said the other brothers have no shaykhis. So if they have no shaykhis, they buy benesakaris. Rabbi Yechanan said the other brothers are also shluchus adachim. So Rabbi Yechanan held that way here also, shluchus adachim. So here, Rashi is gairis ba'asei. Let's look at the Taisvis. Chad omer ba'asei, kach girsis akuntris. But first of all, we have to know which asei. Which asei? One brother was Miyabim, the other brother is Baal the Tzara. What's the Yisr Asay? So it's in Rashi, but we'll learn the Rashi in Taisus. Kakir is a country, so Pirish Bakuntris, Bishum Darshina, Bayis Echarubay, Neveina Bayin, Shtei Batim. So it's a new Gzeris Akasim. Bayis Echarubay, Neveina Bayin, Shtei Batim. You can't have two Yibums. The Lav Abba say Asay. It's a Lav. You're not allowed to be Baal the Tzara. Lava Bamacha Asay is an Asay Vikash. Kivan Dixra Krala Gufay Shli Mishneyem. Since you need the Pasik Lagufay, not to be Yabim both. Menolan Dasya Krala Natka Machal Karis Lav. How do you know to take the Pasik and tell you it's Ice Karis and it becomes a Lav? Now the Rishash changes the word Lav to La Asay. It was going on Rashi. Rashi says it's an Asay. So he changes the girsa, menolan da asyukra le natka mechlal karis le asay. Okay, the karbinasanal, there's a karbinasanal in the second parak of Daf Mem Aleph in the Rosh. He says on Taisus, it could be garis le lav. It means le lav haba mechlal asay. It's the same idea. Now, what's Tosis Kasha? I want to stop on Tosis Kasha. Tosis is asking, you have this pasuk, Bayesechet Ubayna. We need it for two things now. What are the two things? Well, Rashi says here it's coming to tell you Bayesechet Ubayna v'lo shnei batim. But you also need it Linatkai. What does Linatkai mean? So this Tosis is following with what he said in the Tosis on the previous daf, that how do you get out of Karis? You get out of Karis, the Torah is Menatik. When the Torah says it's a lav, it means it's not Karis, it's a lav. According to Rashi, the Torah says it's an assay. The Torah is saying it's an assay to tell you it's not Karis. So Tosis is saying, Menola and the Asir Kra, how could you use the Pasuk for two things? You're using it to be Menatik, the Issacharis. And you're using it to darshan by a sechet ubayna v'lo shnei batim. So why use it just to tell you that the other brothers don't have an issacharis, and then I won't know in the case of Yibam what's a din if you miyabim shnei batim? That's the kasha. That's the kasha that Tosis is asking. Now, b'chayra. What? Or say the other way, that if you say by a sechet ubayna v'lo shnei batim, that's a halacha, so I don't know it to be menatik the karis. Maybe he's telling you that you can't do it. How do you know that it's menatik the karis? I would have thought to say it's a mitzvah shnei batim. So tell us, tell you it's no mitzvah. How do you know it's menatik that you don't know? So therefore, we have a problem. This taisvis, kasha and rashi, is everybody l'shitasei. I'll tell you why. When we spoke out on Daf Yud Amid Beis, Tosis said the pasuk takes off the issacharis and makes it alive. It's menatik from karis to alive. Why do we speak out then? We said if you hold hutra, there's no issareish shesach in the first place. I don't need psukim to be menatik. Hutra means that by yibum there's just no issar. That's what hutra means. But we said Tosis holds hutra. How's Tosis going to learn? So he said, Tosis learns, here, in the case of Chalitza, it's menatik. Normally it's hutcha, there's an issa. Here I need a pasuk to tell you, oisei shesach, menatik into a lav. This whole idea of being menatik is Tosis shita. Tosis shita throughout is hutcha. Since Tosis holds hutcha, so Tosis has this idea, you need the psukim to be menatik the issacharis. You need psukim to take off the issacharis. The whole language of Tosis is Tosis l'shitasei. If you don't hold like Tosis, if you hold like Rashi, Rashi held that there's no posik that's menatik to karis. There is no karis. The parsha of Yibam is saying there's no such thing as karis. So therefore, the Tosis kasha, at least the way Tosis phrases the kasha, that you should need a posik to be menatik to issa karis, that's not true by Rashi. You don't need psukim to be menatik to issa karis. The whole language of Tosis is Tosis Rishitasei. It's not the general Mahalach. So Rashi holds you don't need psukim to be benatik disakaris. So what do you need a pasuk for? So you need a pasuk just to tell you by sechur bayin 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 shnei batim. So this is again a Mahalach. Rashi holds hutra, Tosis holds hutcha, Tosis talks Rishitasei, and like Rashi, it's really not shver. So the Rashba is matmi on Rashi. The whole Gemara before talked about chayve lavin. We always called, Rabbi Yechon always said that it's chayve lavin. One brother is chaylitz, the other brother it's chayve lavin. So the Rashba says, where's Rashi coming in here with an isser assay? Okay, good. We have to explain the difference. So the Rashba yeses akashi. He says that till now, when we talked about one brother doing chalitza, we said it's a law for the others. The Gemara said that consistently. Why does Rashi here say it's an iser assay? That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Ritva answers Rashi. The Ritva doesn't answer the kasha, but he explains Rashi as follows. What's the law? When we said before, it's a law. One brother does chalitza, it's a law to the other brothers. Which law? La yibana. Kivin shalaybana, shuv la yibana. if you refuse to do to be miyavim in the first place, don't come now and be boil one of the wives. So Rashi holds that by chalitza, you refuse to build the bais. It is a lav. What's the lav? You refuse to do yibum. Ended up doing chalitza. Shuv layivna, there's a lav. But when one brother did yibum, if one brother was miyabing, when a brother was already miyabing, now, if you learn that he's shluchusa de kulachim, that he's a shliach of all the brothers, so Rashi learns there's no lav. What's the lav? Kiva shleibana shuv layivna. But he wasn't loibana. They did do yibum. There's only if you refuse to do it, so you can't do it in the future. But I didn't refuse to do it. One of the brothers did yibum. Yishluchus the kulachim. It's yishluchus the kulachim. There's no lav. Rashi holds kivish loibana shul layivna. It's very geshmak in Rashi. Yishluchus the kulachim. So that's the question. All right. First of all, this the Ritva says that there is yishluchus the kulachim. So you follow in Rashi we understand that shechus of the kolachim. That's why there's no lav. Shabbat shul layiv. Now, just to explain that by yibum we could say shechus of the kolachim, which is very hard to understand in a bia. In a chalitza, you're a shliach for all the brothers. Yibum is a ma'isa bia. It's just hard to understand. Shlichus ed kulachim. Now, like the stipler, shlichus lav davka. It's easy. One brother represents the family, and he does bia. But especially if you learn shlichus like the night of Yehuda, it's mamish shlichus. How's it shaya? That's shaya by bia. Say shlichus.
The shlichus is in the mitzvah.
Okay, I would phrase it as follows. What you say? What's the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is bia, it's taka hard to understand. If the mitzvah is bia, it's hard to understand shluchus de kulach. But if the mitzvah is the kinyan, like we said on that base of Aleph, if the mitzvah of yibum is the kinyan, say could be shluchus de kulach. He's a shliach for all the brothers to be kind to her. The ma'isa bia is a method by which to be kind. He's doing his method, but the mitzvah is the kinyan. So in a kinyan, he can be shluchus de kulachim. Now she's not going to end up married to all of them; they're not all kaina. But shluchus de kulachim to do the kiyum mitzvah being made of kinyan, he can be a shluchus de kulachim. He's the one that's kaina. But it's a shluchus de kulachim to do the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is the ma'isa bia, maybe you could fetch anyway that the mitzvah is goes on all of them. It's hard to understand when it's a bia to say shluchus de kulachim. It's very hard to understand. Zichah davish abegufa. But at any rate, it stems. Okay, so I'll call upon him. What? This is all according to Rabbi Yechanan, which is what we're talking about. We're talking about according to Rabbi Yechanan. So it appears here that they're arguing if Shluchus de Kulach and by Bia as well, by Yibam as well, which is not something that we said in the beginning of the Sugya, but here that's what the Gemara seems to say. Okay, I'd like you to do Chazara, especially on, if you can, you have to go through the Gemara, but if you can Chazar over the idea of Tzaras Saita and Tzaras Elinus, which is, really goes back to before, when the Gemara asked the Minyana de Mishnah, the Mastis Lamutei Mai, we're going to come back to it. But I would like not that Sunday I should see all of a sudden everyone disappears because it's... because it's vacation when you have Chazara. I'd like you to be here, do Chazara. Tzaras Saita, Tzaras Elinus, we had on the top of Gimel Amid days. So I'd like, if possible, first do Chazara. When you prepare the next sugya, we're going to do the next sugya quickly. I keep on saying it, but I'm really going to do it. The next sugya we're going to go through as quickly as we can, because we spoke about Tzaras Saita. But look up what you had there. I gave a Hagdama Shir when we started Tzaras Saita. I'm going to repeat it. I hope you'll all be familiar with it. So please put in the time, and it's Hashem to Chazon.